Hospital Research Foundation Home Lottery, $4 million grand prize. Homelottery.com.au.
Triple M.
Ruin dits for breakfast. Distinctive homes. Perfect for your lifestyle. Our house, your home.
Let's talk about Tex. Let's talk
about Tex. Let's talk about Tex. Let's get the big fella on. Tex, good morning.
Good morning, Dits. Good morning, Roo. How are you, boys?
Good. Very good. Thank you, Tex.
How's Huey and Louie?
Huey, well, I'm currently watching Huey pulling down the photo frames. Mum's just ducked out, so it could be quite interesting, this little segment.
Okay.
Ellie or your mum?
No, Huey and Louie's mum just ducked out.
Oh, yeah, okay. Good. She have her birthday on the weekend?
She did, yeah, last Thursday. She turned the big 3-0. So,
Dirty 30,
yes. So we had a great weekend.
That's good. I want to ask you a footy question first up, Tex. We talked about this over the last couple of weeks, the new rule about stand. Now, have you practiced this at training?
A little bit, probably early on, and then now we had the umpires come in the last few weeks, we're getting into games. We'll certainly review that even more now.
Now, Tex, I'm concerned, this is quite serious, I'm concerned about players looking silly here and the crowd going off. Imagine you've taken a mark and you're only about 35 metres out from goal and you decide to play on, right? Keep running. Mm-hmm. The fella on the mark has to watch you run straight past him and go towards goal and kick a goal.
No. Yeah.
What do you mean?
The man on the mark's not allowed to move.
As soon as he goes off
the mark, it's called play on, you're allowed to move.
Yeah, but you would have got that 1 or 2 second, split second head start. They're not allowed to move. Or maybe I've got this wrong then, Tex, but I can see it being just looking silly where the fella on the mark says, oh, I've got to watch him go, two ladies gone, and you just run off on your own, kick a goal. Good for you, but
more at halfback when they play on and they go sideways before called play on and they give 50 away. That's when it's going to be an issue, isn't it, Tex?
No, I can see what you're saying, Diggs, because the bloke with the ball is going to get heaps of momentum where the bloke standing on the mark is going to get up. So you're just going to have to go back 20 metres and just start running at him and then right at the last minute just step off the line so he can't move.
But is that allowed though?
No. Oh, mate, who knows? Like anything, I reckon this rule may evolve over time. So
there'll be a few 50s early though, won't there?
It's going to be a stinker.
There'll be
a few 50s early. What's happening down at Crowville with the training, Tex?
Oh, we had a good little hit out last Thursday. So we actually played 420s at training. So that was awesome. That was good to see some of the young guys put their skills on show now. And then on this Saturday, we've got our official internal trial.
What time is that on?
Oh, yeah, good question.
Is it closed or is it open?
No, I'm not exactly sure. I'm not too sure whether you'd want to be coming down and standing on the dust heap outside Amy Stadium.
What's wrong with Abu Dhabi down there?
Abu Dhabi Stadium.
I like coming down there. How are the old boys going? How are you going? You getting a kick still?
Still know to sniff out the Sharon.
Okay.
Sounds cocky.
A few of the older guys are going well. D-Mac's going really well. We got Lynchy back out of quarantine after the week. So he's going well, and Sloaney, he just knows where to go. So a few of the old boys are going really well.
Good, good. Now, have you got Theberton Oval locked in your GPS? The Barton. Just so you'll know where to go in future.
What do you mean?
Well, I just thought I'd throw it out there. Just lock Theberton Oval into your GPS.
Well, you reckon is that where we're moving? Is that?
Well, that's all the talk, isn't it?
When are we going to move?
Well, I'm not sure yet. Ask the board member here. Ask the board member. He's all over it.
Mark,
mm-hmm.
When are we going to be moving from Amy Abu Dhabi Stadium?
Oh, a couple of years. Oh. You'll be well gone.
Don't be like that, bro.
Sorry,
got extra confidence from your board members, Dick.
Yeah, plenty of confidence.
Down the road.
Isn't that terrible?
Plenty of confidence.
Isn't that terrible?
No, you'll be still going there as a development coach.
So.
What young players are going to play in round one? Give me a name that's going to play round one.
Oh, probably Tex, Sloaney.
Come on.
I reckon we'll see a guy that we picked up this year from the Eagles.
You reckon Rowe will play in round one, do you?
Yes, I reckon he's a big chance.
Okay. That's good. The old father,
good,
son.
That's a good story.
Yeah.
I reckon we'll see Schomburg and Scholl certainly play round one.
Mm-hmm.
And don't be surprised if Riley Philthorpe or a Sam Berry is knocking on the door.
All right. Okay.
Mm, what about Pedler? You reckon Berry's in front of Pedler, do you?
Oh, he's a good chance as well, Pedler. Mm-hmm. He's a very good chance. So we're cut, the young boys are going just nicely at the moment, Roo.
Okay. All right. Good stuff.
Well, I think you just got told. I think you just got told text by the old wise board member that Pedler's playing.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't have a clue.
I was going to say, he wouldn't have a clue. We don't see him down the club much anymore.
Has he jumped off?
The Black Land Cruiser's been down there watching your text, don't worry.
Has it?
Up on the hill at Abu Dhabi. I get my old car park up on the side. It's like being back in the country.
Oh, yeah. It was used to bring down the sausage sizzle and get that cranking, and we'll be right at home.
Beautiful. All right, mate.
Well, how much destruction has the little fella done in the last 3 minutes? Anything happen?
Yeah, well, he the other day, actually, Ellie thought she'd let him in Louis' room, and he climbed up on the chair and pulled down one of the bookshelves. So,
oh, that's dangerous.
I'm not much of a handyman, but I'm just looking at two massive holes hanging out of the wall. Mm. Bit of gyp rock come off.
Beauty.
Just be worried about the bookshelf falling on the kids, Tex. That's my tip.
Yeah, good call. Good call.
You got a gag for us?
Yeah, you boys hear about the bloke who fell into the well?
No.
I found out what happened.
What?
He couldn't see that well.
Oh, Tex, that's not a joke. That's bloody terrible.
Come on, boys.
I hope you're better at bingo tomorrow night.
Oh, God.
Yes, I'll be there tomorrow night. Bingo, she's back. Yeah. Are you coming along?
Yes, I'll be there to help you hold your hand, all right?
And where is it, Tex?
At the Amateur Tavern.
Righto.
Ditch, would you like to come out one night and help us run bingo?
No, not really.
He's got bowls on.
Yeah.
He's got bowls.
Yeah. Night owls.
Getting that old.
Yep.
Easy. On the bowl circuit, Tex. All right, mate. Keep up the good work. We'll catch you next week.
Good on you, boys.
See you, mate.
Tex joins us thanks to Distinctive Homes here on Triple M.
Hospital Research Foundation Home Lottery, $4 million grand prize. Homelottery.com.au.